What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't really sting?
Doesn't really sting, date double.
Mm-hmm. What do you call nuts that ripen underground? There's two of them in a shell. When you crack the shell open, there's two.
And they're growing on underground.
It's kind of shaped like an eight, you know, it goes like that.
I can't see from here.
Yeah, it's my fault. I didn't make it very dark.
Not a joke.
No, it's a real common thing. There's in this part there's
potato?
A
potato?
Peanut.
Pardon?
Peanut.
And what do you think your parents would have called them?
Well, some people call them goobers. But ground peas. Peanuts.
Which one would you be likely to say?
Peanuts.
And your parents? What do you think they would have called them?
Well, I think they'd call them peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy was his father.
Babe was his father.
Okay. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, his father.
Well, apes his father.
Okay. That's the kind of thing I meant. Would there be anything else you might say?
Follows in his father's footsteps.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but isn't really a nurse?
A midwife.
If a city person came to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Dude.
If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him behind his back?
Lout. Lout.
Anything else?
L-O-U-T. We're not offhand.
Pardon?
I can't think of anything. What's that thing? Oh, yeah.
How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is black or brown?
Well, I call them Negroes now. I used to call them niggas.
Okay, but in conversation, suppose I said, is that man a...
Negro.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear you say. And you used to call them what?
Nigger. N-I-G-G-E-R.
I don't need you to spell it, I just need you to say it.
Nigger.
Suppose you were angry with a colored person, or a Negro, and...